I think we were the better team over the course of the game, and I suppose we've played better this season, and probably on another day we could have won by more. But listen, you're right. We're in a final. We're just glad to be over the line. We're glad for the victory.
Yeah, it would have been a very different story going in at half time if Kalash Sakiran had held on the whole way through.
Yeah.
That goal was critical.
The timing of the goal, the goal that was literally what, the 45th minute. That makes a huge difference. We go in with our tails up and we have something to defend, and then because with a wee bit of breeze and stuff that they had a bit of space at the back that we could attack that in the second half. So, but no, listen, we're delighted. It's great for everybody. You know what, we're here today. I've said it from day one, we're so thankful to obviously to the school, but also to everybody else, or the parents that are here today to support the local community, the businesses. We were out in the lodge yesterday in Ballylifflin, and again, it's just to put on record the thanks for that. The people throw the bus today. Noel Doherty sponsored our bus down, so it's all good. And we're a rural school in the north of Donegal. To won two All Irelands in the last 3 years, we were beaten last year in penalties. It's a huge achievement, and we're delighted.
Yeah, I was about to say there. I mean, there's a few schools that are always pretty competitive, and you put yourselves in that bracket now at this stage. Kalash Sakiran are not in that at all. How do you prepare for what was very much an unknown quantity coming up today?
Well, we were really in at the deep end because we won our semi-final on Thursday. Mm. We were told on Friday morning that the final was today. So our preparation in terms of preparing for them was pretty much nil. But again, I suppose in everything in football, all you can do is look after yourself. And we were confident enough when we came today and performed that we were going to be okay. We were going to be a match for them. We weren't, in any way thinking we were just going to be, it was going to be a walkover. But we were confident if we came that we would give them a game, and that's the way it panned out, thankfully. So we're delighted with everything.
Yeah, and just in terms of, as you say, playing your own game, I'm looking down here, this is as good a field as I've seen at any game for a long time. I mean, I think somebody was telling me it was almost a mistake that they cut the grass this short, but you must have been delighted to see that with the players you have.
When you look at our players, we Corey got man of the match, and again I'd say he's probably played better this year. It doesn't suit if we were coming to a field with long grass and maybe at Bobley and stuff, but probably doesn't suit players like Corey. So the likes of Corey and Jack and Kieran Farn and these guys want to play football. They're footballers, Oshin Heshin. They want to pass the thing. So this was ideal. It's like a carpet,
And as you say, just to finish off, I mean, two All-Irelands in 3 years, it's a fantastic thing. I know, North Donegal football is always very strong up there,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's still a huge achievement.
Oh, listen, that's a fabulous achievement, and the guys deserve, and they'll get a lot of credit for it, and they deserve every ounce of the credit. It's a culmination of, as I say, a lot of things, not just the boys and myself. It's the school and the local community and everybody who support us, and we're delighted. And I've always said as well, when the success is coming, we'll take it when it's coming, because it's our turn now. It mightn't last very long, so we'll make the most of it now. So, and I think the boys will enjoy themselves today. It's going to be a long run home on the bus.